Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarium Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 111. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday. And today I'm going to delve into a book today. Finally, right? I know. You guys are probably like, all right, Mello. Like, you've been talking about all this other stuff. Can we get back to all the books that you've been writing? I got you today. So today I want to delve into one of my standalone books, named One Drink Too Many, and it was an interesting book to write. The person who made me the book cover a few years ago, I forget who it was, but they did an amazing job. Like, I was just like, oh my goodness, like, I was like shocked like how amazing the book cover looked. But anyway, that's one of the book covers that I did not make. A lot of the other ones I've kind of done on my own, but I will say America Under Mind Control, America Country Divided, One Drink Too Many, Cold Blue Series. Those book covers were made by professionals because I am no pro. But anyway, so when the idea came to me about One Drink Too Many, I didn't really have the title of the book. It was just an idea to write about drunk driving and the effects of bad decision making. Now, there are books about it. It's just, I knew that my book, you know, writing it, it had to stand out from the rest of the pack. The main character, Eric, had to come out in a way that would, you know, draw readers in. And that was really my intention from the get-go. So for me, you know, I'm going to give away the book a little bit, but by starting this story with Eric being in prison, it would get the reader's attention right away and it would keep them drawn in. So if you guys decide to look into this book, I'm going to tell you that it starts with his story in prison and then he backtracks his whole life into how he landed in prison. So next comes, you know, how Eric got there and the events that led up to him being imprisoned. And for me, obviously, I'm all about providing the imagery. So I did what I could to really provide you a glimpse into, okay, this is what his life is inside of a prison cell. And he's writing his thoughts from his perspective. And he's sharing his truth of how his alcohol addiction and getting away with it for so long and driving intoxicated never got him in trouble until that ill-fated night. And pretty much, you know, I delve into how he got into that horrible car accident and all the things that happened after it. And, you know, there's the truths of drunk driving and the risk of doing it and how a lot of people don't think that there are any consequences to their actions and what they're doing. And, you know, this story is to delve deeper into drunk driving and how people, you know, they continually do it and there are no, you know, major consequences for it, basically. So, you know, there's got to be a lot more laws, I think, like that need to be passed with, you know, drunk driving and things of that nature. The state that I currently live in, they don't play around with that. Like, you're basically getting locked up. Like, you're going away. Like, and that's really the honest truth. They don't play around with that. But anyway, I will say that this book was one of my favorites to write. It was one of my favorite standalone books. I'll say that. I would say it's in my top three of favorite standalone books that I've written so far. Down the road, I will be getting back to standalone books. But, you know, right now I'm working on, you know, a lot of book series and things of that nature. So, but honestly, you know, the goal of this book is to really teach, enlighten, and push people to make the right decisions in life. And not make a mistake that can literally cost you your life or someone else's. And, you know, one bad decision and one bad night can lead to some really, really, really bad consequences. And my book is written because of you know, situations like Henry Ruggs III and his drunk driving accident that happened a few months ago. Now, if you guys don't know that situation, I'll kind of delve into it. Henry Ruggs III, he is a former NFL wide receiver for the Las Vegas Raiders. He was a standout wide receiver in college, playing for Alabama, Crimson Tide, if you're a football fan. He played under legendary coach Nick Saban. He got drafted into the NFL. He was living in Las Vegas. He had a great contract. And his career was going very well. And, you know, he went out one night and he got ridiculously intoxicated. And he got into his car and he drove home. And he was driving along a major street. And he was clocked at over 120 miles per hour while driving. And when you're impaired, obviously your reflexes and your timing of slowing down your car is not quite there. And he smashed into a young lady's car, and her car exploded and caused a major fire. So quick and so drastic to where she could not be saved. And her dog were unfortunately killed in that car accident. And he survived. And he went to the hospital, got treated, all that stuff. And he is currently awaiting trial for all of the major charges. Driving while intoxicated, driving while impaired, you know, endangerment to, you know, people in public, manslaughter, all of these major charges, basically, in a nutshell. And his bad decision making, and I'm quite sure he's done this before. I am quite sure that is not the first time he has done that. And that one night is going to cost him a large percentage of his life. So this is why I write books like this, like One Drink Too Many. This is why I write a character like Eric, who's in prison and he's only known by his prison inmate number on the back of his jumpsuit. He's no longer Eric. Okay? And this is the reality of what bad decisions can cost you. Now you've lost your freedom. Now you're sitting in prison. Now you've got family members coming to visit you in prison. You know, you don't have the life that you once had. Now, does Henry Ruggs III have an alcohol addiction problem? I don't know. But we can say that he was, I think, three times over the alcohol limit of allowable intoxication while driving getting in a car while impaired. But he's going to pay a very, very, very hefty price. And this is the reason why I write these books, because of situations like that could have been avoided. Right? So when everyone asks me all these questions, you know, about my books and why I write them and things of that nature, think about that situation. Right? When I write about Code Blue, No to the Badge and Gun, I don't even have to sit here and go through all of the major cases that have happened that have made it to national TV. There are so many other cases that never make it to the media. Okay? So this is where I need you guys to understand. This is the reason why I write all of this content. This is about teaching lessons. This is about opening up these discussions and these uncomfortable conversations that need to happen. It can't be just Mothers Against Drunk Driving and all these other organizations. We all need to step up collectively and start holding people accountable and responsible. Because guess what? Henry Ruggs III was told, yes, you can do this, and no, you're good, and yes, you can make it home, and yes, you can. No one said, guess what, buddy? Give me your damn car keys. You're not driving home tonight. I'm either driving you home or somebody's coming to get you to take you home. But because he's a major athlete and he plays a wide receiver and he's on national TV every night, no one's going to tell him that he can't do what he wants to do. Right? And that's reality of what this world is and what it has become. That young lady didn't deserve to get hit. That young lady didn't deserve to die at all. And her family is shattered for the rest of their lives because of one guy who continually did it. Because trust me, that was not the first time he did it. So I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to tell you guys that if you guys want to read that story, you guys can find it on my website. I will leave the link in the description and all that good stuff so you guys can, you know, look into it. So that's my podcast for today, everybody. Have a good weekend, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.